Australia's illegal offshore gambling market has more than doubled since 2019, with Australians losing around $3.9 billion a year to illegal sites. That's according to a new report from the gambling lobby. The federal government is reportedly considering a crackdown on offshore gambling amid internal pressure to also ban advertising across traditional and social media. Kai Cantwell is the chief executive of Responsible Wagering Australia. That's the peak body that represents companies such as Bet365 and Sportsbet. Kai Cantwell, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally. Good to be with you.
What's your evidence that Australians are betting so much money with offshore companies?
We've commissioned independent research by H2 Gambling Capital, who are a global leader in gambling research. They do research across 175 different jurisdictions across the world.
And what's the evidence that they've found of that? How do they tell that there's this illegal gambling going on by Australians?
Well, I won't pretend to be an expert in their methodology, but they have a methodology that considers, as I say, 175 countries' worth of data. They have a complex understanding of the illegal offshore safe havens that are operating around the world, such as Curaçao, Russia, the Philippines and others. And they've also undertaken a survey of over 4,000 Australians to triangulate the data. And what it's found is, as you say, a significant proportion of money going offshore, $3.9 billion a year, growing to $5 billion in 2029, into the hands of these illegal offshore operators, where there are no consumer protections for Australians who are punting with them.
So, but just to be clear, so I understand one component, that is a survey of 4,000 Australians, but how is this money being tracked? How is this independent report coming up with a figure of around $4 billion?
Well, they understand the illegal offshore markets. They're monitoring illegal traffic through illegal offshore sites. And as I say, they've got a complex methodology that I can't pretend to be an expert in, but they have done this research over a number of decades now across the world, and this is a reputable source.
But you're not sure what the data is?
Well, the data shows a growth of the market from $1.4 billion in 2019 to $3.9 billion in 2024.
And but as you're not entirely, sorry, just to clarify, I didn't ask that question very clearly. Sorry about that. Just to clarify, but you're not entirely sure of the data that's been used to come up with that or how this conclusion's been reached?
As I say, tracking of websites and traffic through illegal offshore websites and through affiliate websites. We're talking about over 100 million different affiliate sites that they're tracking.
This report has found that Australians are losing around $4 billion a year on illegal sites, but according to Equity Economics, Australians lose more than $30 billion to legal gambling each year. Is there social harm in both?
What I'm focused on is keeping Australian punters within the confines of the Australian licensed, regulated, heavily regulated, and tax-paying market. When we lose punters offshore to the illegal offshore market, there are no consumer protections, no benefits that flow through into the taxation system of Australia, no benefits that flow through to sport and racing, and not a chance that people will get their money back.
Is there social harm from legal gambling in Australia?
It can be, but we have some of the strongest consumer protections in the world when it comes to legal, licensed and regulated onshore wagering in Australia. We are heavily regulated and rightly so, but we provide those consumer protections. We have account-based gambling, which means we understand the trends and patterns of punters and can intervene early where harm might be occurring.
The government is still considering, the federal government is still considering recommendations from the parliamentary inquiry into gambling harm, including the recommendation to ban all advertising. What's your case as to why gaming firms should be allowed to advertise on all platforms across the day?
Well, the research we released yesterday makes the case for this. Overregulation simply drives consumers into the hands of illegal offshore providers. While we've been reducing our advertising by 71% over the last 5 years, we have seen the illegal offshore market with their predatory advertising techniques aimed to lure Australians, vulnerable Australians who are registered with BetStop and children into their products. Blanket bans will only serve to drive more and more consumers into those illegal offshore providers.
Have you seen a reduction in growth in the legal gambling sector in Australia?
We're seeing the illegal offshore market growing at 2.5 times the rate of the onshore market.
So your sector's still growing, to be clear?
We have seen a stagnation of the legal and licensed providers here in Australia, although there is still some small growth, but it is less than CPI.
Are you expecting a response from the federal government to that a parliamentary inquiry into gambling harm? Are you expecting a response to that within this term of government? What sort of messages are you getting?
I'd certainly be expecting a response this term of government, but that's beyond my decision making. We'd certainly welcome any balanced and sensible regulation that comes out of the Murphy inquiry.
Did anyone from H2 Gambling Capital, the firm which conducted this independent research, did they give you a briefing on their methodology?
Look, we've been in discussion with H2 Gambling Capital about the research over the past few months, and indeed over the past few years. We've commissioned this research and similar research in 2015, 2019, 2023, and again in 2025.
Do you think it's important to understand the methodology?
Absolutely, and I think I've outlined that, and there's a section on the methodology in the report if you'd like to read it.
Kai Kant, well, thank you very much for your time this morning on Breakfast.
Thanks, Ellie.